Some of the considerations for this particular position board that we made note of and then employed were this child is very strong, so large elastic was used. We thought about that she likes to bang objects against each other, that she needs to kind of have more experience with smaller objects. And putting her fingers in holes, so there's plenty of opportunities for that, and to tangle her fingers in things. Now, the things that we found that she likes is she really likes metal shiny things. She's very visually drawn to metal shiny things. She likes shaking, she likes mouthing, she likes taking things apart, she likes vibration. She likes to open and close, she likes to turn pages in books, and she likes clear containers. And so we actually have a different activity for her with clear containers and gel beads. She loves gel beads, very visual kid. But for her tactile exploration, this is what we made. One of the things that we always consider when we're making a position board is, what does it do? What does the object do? So it needs to do something that the child enjoys, and then maybe something else that the child may discover. So here we have something you can shake, take apart, if you want to take the koozie off. Here we have something, if you have little fingers, you can get your fingers into the holes. You can also bang it, stretch. This is fun for mouthing. If you squeeze it, you might get a nice clicking sound. This is really heavy. The child likes gel beads, so she might like marbles too. And then you can also find these things, these nice round things up here, that you can slide back and forth on picture wire, which is very strong. This is a little end, a little leather end of something, mostly for chewing. Another thing that she might be able to compare, and also red is a color that she really enjoys. This is a vibrating thing that if you turn it on, it may entice her to reach inside and get it. She can also access it just by touching it, but we want to encourage her to reach inside. That's a new thing. Also, underneath is something you can scratch. It's a emery board. Here's an open and close. She likes to open and close. Here's some more things you can put your fingers in and bang. And if you want to, you might accidentally put it in, something you can put in, and then this is another thing you can put your whole hand through. On the other side, we need a different color, since she does use her vision, just for context. Here is something, there's these were on tank tops that I got, and it's just plastic stretchy things, and they are further away so that they don't get mouthed as much. They're more for the fingers to encourage reaching out. And then here's something else fun to play with on the end of that, which just came undone. Here's another thing you can put your fingers in. It has interesting texture. This is really nice for being able to compare. It's a ring sizer. She could mouth this, put her fingers in the holes, even her tongue if she wanted to. Here is a nice clear container with a bunch of beads that are strung around the inside. So even if she gets the top off, they won't come out. And they're good for shaking. Here's something you can slide, curlers you can slide. And you can also put them inside of each other, and they're a nice rough texture. Here's something that might be fun to bang. Sounds different here than it does here, than it does here. Here's another fun hingy thing. It's something that vibrates, and it's also silver. And you can also stick your fingers in the holes. Here's something for comparing sizes and nesting. A scratchy. Also red is a favorite color. And sparkly is also very enticing. Here's another thing to encourage fingers in holes. And you can slide it up and down. You can take these apart if you're so inclined. And these are pretty safe for a person who likes to chew. They're pretty large. And they're spoons. What better thing to chew on than spoons? You can put your finger in the hole. You can bang this. You can shake it. And it's pretty tough. So those are all the things, and there's probably even more things that you could do with this position board that I didn't even know about.